Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for our youth-led community Vespers. It's an honor to be here to perform this service for you.
Though we can't see it, our life is carried in an open vessel that mystics have called the soul. Think of it as a canoe. Anyone who has been in a canoe or rowboat knows that if left alone, the boat will drift. In a stream or river, the current will carry us, but we need from time to time to paddle or row to steer our way back to where the current is clear and strong. This gives us a way to understand our journey on Earth. For the center of the stream of life is the unstoppable current of spirit, the energy of oneness, that vital original presence that all beings have longed for. Some call it the Tao, others call it the Holy Spirit. Jung calls it the unconscious, Native Americans call it the Wankin Tanka, the Great Spirit, and Buddhists call it the Dharmakaya, the stream of suchness. Whatever name you give it, it never stops rushing or carrying whatever dares to enter it. We only have to find our way into the center of its pull, and our strength will double, and the journey will seem easier.
This is the purpose of faith, to believe that this current is here, even though we can't see it. And this is the purpose of will, to correct our inevitable drifting with a paddle here and a paddle there, not trying to do it all ourselves, but trying to restore our native position in the ancient and immediate current so it can carry us into tomorrow. With discernment, but without judgment, the human journey is one of steering our way back to center over and over.
This is the purpose of faith. To believe that this current is there even though we can't see it. And this is the purpose of will, to correct our inevitable drifting with a paddle here and a paddle there, not trying to do it all ourselves. As we sing the song Simple Gifts, I invite everyone to remember the simple truths that lie at the heart of all religions, the truth of faith, of love, and of community. And how even as we grow and change, those gifts remain always in our minds and our hearts.
Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free, tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and bend we will not be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning, we come round right. Tis a gift to be simple, tis a gift to be free, tis a gift to come down where we ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the valley of love and delight. When true simplicity is gained, to bow and to bend we will not be ashamed. To turn will be our delight, till by turning we come round.
Right. And now we transition to another well-known song, not only in the UU community, but all around the world, really. The song is Amazing Grace. And the history behind Amazing Grace is a little bit interesting because the fable that goes along with it, well, excuse me, first of all, it was written by a man named John Newton, who was a British slave trader. So basically, the apocryphal story, or what a lot of people think really happened, was that Newton was bringing slaves to America by ship when a torrential storm came down upon the ship, and he believed that this was God's doing, and he told God that he would repent for his wrongdoing if God would allow him to return home safely. And at that moment, when he finally swore that he would do that, the storm subsided, and he was able to return home. And at that point on, the song was written because he had this revelation that he should no longer commit these actions that he had been committing, or not only committing, but dedicating his life to. Slave trading was his business. It was what he was doing. But the real story is slightly less glamorous, but perhaps more heartening. Newton experienced a more gradual conversion from his more fundamental set-in-stone values in his Christianity to a more profound belief in a loving God that embraces all and forgives him, Newton, for his profession as a slave trader. And in the end, that was what motivated him to write this song. So a summary of what Newton really believed in his Christ, and this is not necessarily reflected in Amazing Grace, but in some of the other things that Newton has written. He believes that Christianity embraces the idea of a God that acknowledges our imperfections as human beings, but walks with us anyway and works to help us better ourselves and to be loved by God. So with that, we're going to be singing Amazing Grace. I really hope you all know this one. All right, one more time through the beginning.
I'm found. This week in our youth program, we have been learning Amazing Grace along with several other Christian-focused songs and traditional dances. There has been some hesitation and discomfort with the words of the songs, but I think everyone is proud of how the youth have risen to the opportunity of experiencing a different religious style. What we have tried to do throughout this week is take the message and think about what we personally want to raise up and praise in our own lives, where we find God and grace. As UUs, we have the privilege to look at all religions and recognize the common threads in each. This common universal thread is faith. Faith in God, faith in science, faith in humanity. Faith exists in all of us. However we see its expression in our lives, it is the universal thread that connects us all not in commonality, but in harmony. This week, the youth have experienced the harmony of moving and singing together as a community, raising our voices in rejoice of what we each hold sacred, and through our individual praise, creating beautiful sound.
What we'd like to share with you next is a Vedic chant, Om Mani Padme Hum. Some of you may be familiar with this, some of you may not be. And I'd like to talk a little bit about what this means, which is a very difficult thing with such an ancient script that's been translated from ancient Sanskrit, a language which is not even spoken anywhere in the world anymore. And so, Om. Most of us have heard Om, and there are various interpretations of what it means. Om is the underlying nature of reality, the continual change in the movement, the ebb and the flow, that which pervades all. Another interpretation I've heard, if pronounced with all three sounds, Aum. It uses the entire vocal range from the beginning to the end, the whole of creation. If you were to ask a Buddhist what it meant, they might say, it means, and say nothing more. But with these chants, it often is not so relevant what the individual words mean. Sometimes it's believed that the sounds themselves contain all the power to transform us, to open various centers of our body, to move the energy. Sometimes it is believed that simply having something to say, to repeat as a mantra, is all that matters, no matter what it is you're saying. To have something to hold on to so that you can let go of everything else. I invite you to interpret it however you'd like, or not at all. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme. So we have, 'tis a gift to be simple, from the Shaker tradition, which came out of the Quakers. Amazing Grace, a song about a deep religious experience of conversion and of faith. Om Mani Padme Hum, from a far away land where most of us have never been, but whose teachings we still draw from. thank you for singing with us.
Hello, all. Love, community, faith. Can you think of any religions that involve these three components that make them the central core of their being? Because I can't hardly think of one that doesn't. Now, maybe I'm not quite as well versed as I might should be, but nonetheless, it seems it flows within all of them, yes. We just saw three examples of different religions' hymns, each with its own flavor and history and culture that are put into each song. Each of these songs are from religions that UUism draws from. So the question arises of how UUism can draw from so many different religions, the three represented just now, as well as all of the many different religions that we talk about very often. How can we combine that all into our own spirituality, both for what the church represents and what you personally create as your own spirituality? But in all of these songs and their respective religions, there is a common thread: love, community, faith. Now, this isn't to say that each religion is the same philosophy, but with a different name for their gods and a different number of gods. No, it's much more complicated than that. To think that it were that simple would be ignoring the complexity of the world we live in, and we would miss out on quite a lot. But rather than them being the same, think of them as being different notes, creating a harmony in the world that we live in. Building, creating more and more and more, and adding up to more than the sum of the parts, with contrast and feeling and dissonance in some places too. Well, as you use, we get to take all of that, learn about it all, decide what we want from it, what we like of it. And to further explain this, I'm gonna have you come on up. Thank you.
Okay. Building bridges between our divisions. If I reach out to you, will you reach out to me? With all of our voices and all of our visions, together we make such a sweet harmony. This is a beautiful song. It tells a story, beginning with the separation between something and an ending with harmony. The first line, building bridges between our divisions, in our case, tells about the separation we have with some religions and how we need to make an effort to connect them. The second line, if I reach out to you, will you reach out to me, tells about how we need to try to connect. It's not just going to happen naturally. We have to show these other religions that we can accept them, then hope that in return they will accept us. The third line, with all of our voices and all of our visions, tells us that we are different, but we can come together to do something amazing. The fourth and last line, together we make such a sweet harmony, tells us how we are so good together. Unitarian Universalism is sort of a mix of everything, because we accept everyone, no matter what they believe, because together we make such a sweet harmony.
So now we have experienced these three songs individually, and we'd like to put them together. But to do that, we will have to I'd like to sing Amazing Grace one more time, just the first verse, in 4-4 so that it'll fit with the rest of the songs. Very briefly.
Great with that. Switching time signatures is no easy thing. So, well, I'm going to divide you up into three sections for the three songs. This song, this section, will begin with Om Mani Padme Hum. We'll all do it together. But then this section will begin with 'Tis a Gift to Be Simple. And this section will stay on Om Mani Padme Hum. And then I'll cue you in the upper seating for Amazing Grace. So once we've established that, I invite you to not just take what you're given, but sing the one that's the most meaningful to you, if you are so called. So, can we do it?
Yes.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Can we do it?
Yes.
Let's do it. Wow! All right, let's get up and do it. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. 'Tis a gift to be simple, 'tis a gift to be free, 'tis a gift to find out where we are to be. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Sing the one that you identify with the most.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I
One more time, like you really mean it.
Amazing is how sweet is a gift to be found out when we are together, when we find ourselves
guys, rock! Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your voice with us, for sharing your love, your expression. Let us show us that we need not be converted by one another. We need not think alike to love alike. We need only to express ourselves and to feel that we are safe in a community where we can do so. To share what we have to offer and to accept that which others offer to us. Together, we create such beauty, such grace, together in a community of faith, of love, of acceptance and friendship. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. So, since we have you all here, the youth tomorrow at noon in Hales Gym, correct? Noon in Hales Gym, will be doing a performance of what we've been learning all week, the gospel stomping, clapping. I don't even know how to describe it. It's stepping. I apologize. It's lots of fun. I think you'd all enjoy it. So feel free to join us at noon if you'd like. So, I think Scott was right. I think we're a little riled up and we really, really need some announcements. Yeah. Thank you all.
So no building bridges? All right.
Wow. To follow that moment of youthful antiphonal bliss, we have announcements. The First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh picture! Not one, not two, but three exclamation points. Friday at 1 p.m. on the grass next to the Longman entrance to Stevenson Dining Hall. This is posted in other locations as well. Speaking of photos, have you taken a spectacular photo of people having big wow fun at SI? If so, send it and any other wow photos you may have to Brad Bolton at photos@omdsi.org. To be included in the Saturday slideshow. Again, that's photos at our website, omdsi.org. Also a Brad Bolton event, the amazing annual bike ride will be Thursday afternoon on the bike trail that runs through Oberlin. You can ride either 28 or 17 miles with the group. Meet on the Commons side of Burton Hall, ready to depart at 3:15 Thursday with your bike and helmet. Bring a water bottle in case there's no water on the trail. 16 years old and over, please, only. Looks like I have it on good authority this is going to be a spadoinkle day. Now, I was exposed to a lot of Yiddish as a child, but spadoinkle was not in that vocabulary, but I noticed Rebbe Horowitz. Spadoinkle. Bolton Schmolten, what does he know? Okay. This is a timely announcement. Tomorrow there will be a lunch table for UUs with Jewish heritage. What a moment. This is a chance for us to connect with each other. Look for us in the middle cafeteria. Okay. Here are the winners of the raffle. Stop back in the bookstore tomorrow to see the new items that will be raffled. The earrings were won by Amelia Petrus, the cards by Kim Mosel, the pillow, Darren Tidrick, jewelry box, Sarah Lang, chalice kit, Mary Runyon, a bag, Jay Brannon, a cutting board, Jean Olenek, and a pin to Amy Collins. Please pick up your item in the bookstore.
Lost and found, two big boxes. Cameras are in there, lanyards, all kinds of good stuff. They're finding everything, nobody's picking it up. Griswold, next to the camera.
There's a lost and found in the CSIC office. That stands for Conference Services Information Center. CSIC, conveniently located in the meal hall. But anyway, there is apparently lots of stuff there and no claimers to the lost items. So please check that. That's the middle door and the lower entrance and the entrance to the meal hall. Well, actually, it doesn't lead to the meal hall. It's the middle door. The two outside doors lead to the meal hall. I'm still wrapping my head around Osiris, Bruce. Okay, this is not mine. That is done. A tweak to our schedule. The U-Tones are a favorite among our group, but they're getting a little older. And we don't want to run past their bedtimes. Therefore, the dance will begin at 8 this evening, not 8:30, as advertised in your schedule. In the lingering olfactory memories of Kenyon Department, we have a skunk in the North Quad. So keep an eye or a nose out for that. In the could be good, could be bad, too soon to tell department, the rock wall has been canceled. Could be good, could be bad, too soon to tell. They just weren't able to get the staff together to man that. My apologies. Come back next year, you'll be able to climb to your heart's delight. And finally, the Allen Memorial Art Museum, which is where our art workshop is in the basement of that building. There's a museum there. Their hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is free and open to the public. Please enter from the front steps. And that is immediately catty corner to the church where we are now. So thank you. And we shall see you at the dance.
Let's go out singing, what do we say? Hello? Let's go out singing, what do we say?
Yeah!
Let us go out and reach out to each other to share our love, our respect, our gifts, our strengths, our joys, to get into the deep heart of our differences and our similarities, to share, to love, to be loved, and to sing and dance. Building bridges between our divisions. If I reach out to you, will you reach out to me? With all of our voices and all of our vision, friends, we can make such a sweet harmony. Get up and dance. Building bridges between our divisions. I reach out to you, will you reach out to me? With all of our voices and all of our vision, friends, we can make such a sweet harmony. Between our divisions, I reach out to you if you reach out to me. All of our voices and all of our